You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but tonight is the WNBA draft. Now, this WNBA draft, man, is probably the biggest WNBA draft in the history of the WNBA. This could be a game changer for the WNBA because we all know that Caitlin Clark is going number one. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Indiana Fever actually had the first pick. Don't know who they are. I'm pretty sure you guys don't know either. But the biggest name in women's basketball, college or professional, is Caitlin Clark. Now, I said it before, I'm going to say it again. Women's college basketball is much bigger than the WNBA. Just that simple, no doubt about it. I mean, they had record-breaking ratings for that championship game, even though Caitlin Clark ended up coming out on the losing end. South Carolina, undefeated, dominated. I bet you guys can't name one single player on the championship team. Yeah. Caitlin Clark, man, was big time this season. Now she's going to the WNBA. And we know that the WNBA is changing everything. Ticket prices going up. I mean, I know that there's actually some teams that won't actually be playing at their home arena. Why? Because their arenas are too small. They're actually banking on Caitlin Clark actually drawing more people into the WNBA. Maybe that will actually happen. Maybe it will. Well, since tonight is the WNBA draft, you would actually think, you know, that all media outlets would actually be credentialed to actually cover the WNBA draft. And all eyes are going to be on that number one pick. The WNBA, they would have to be thinking, man, we want everybody covering this. I mean, we may not get this opportunity again. Let's not try to waste it. But then they do something like this, guys. Well, you guys know that OutKick actually asked Dawn Staley, South Carolina coach, about transgenders in women's sports. And she fumbled. Dawn Staley knew the truth. She knew that she should have actually said no. Men should play men's sports. Women should be playing women's sports. It's just fair that way. We've seen time and time again where the transgenders have come in and dominated. But Dawn Staley gave the politically correct answer. She ended up stumbling over words. She really felt uncomfortable, you can tell. And she gave the politically correct answer. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go, guys. Just a refresher here, just in case you guys did not see what Dawn Staley said when OutKick asked her about the transgender issue. And you're probably wondering, what does this actually have to do with the WNBA draft? Well, it's because OutKick now is being punished by the woke WNBA. But let's go ahead and play this clip first so you guys can get a refresher.
Dan Zakrzewski, OutKick coach, you just talked about, you know, what a massive weekend this is, obviously, for women's basketball, women's sports in general. one of the major issues facing women's sports right now is the debate, discussion topic about the inclusion of transgender athletes, biological males, in women's sports. I was wondering if you would tell me your position on that issue.
Damn, you got deep on me, didn't you? I'm under the opinion of
wow.
If you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman, or and you want to play sports, or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion. You want me to go deeper?
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?
That's your question. You want
basketball.
Me to ask? I mean, you want to ask, so I'll give you that. Yes, yes. So now, the barnstorm of people are going to flood my timeline and be a distraction to me on one of the biggest days of our game, and I'm okay with that. I really am.
So. There it is right there. Dawn Staley asked a question that the mainstream media would not actually ask Dawn Staley. So therefore now, OutKick must be punished by the woke WNBA. Look at this here. Clay Travis actually puts this out here. After OutKick asked Dawn Staley whether men should be able to play women's basketball, the WNBA has refused to credential OutKick for their draft this week. Then he posts again, circling the wagons to make sure men can compete in women's athletics without criticism is legit incredible. But it's where we are. Astonishing, man. Absolutely astonishing, man, that they have now essentially banned OutKick from the WNBA draft. Because maybe, man, maybe they're afraid that OutKick may actually end up asking some draftees about the transgender issue. Now, here's something else. This is interesting too, guys. Check this out. This is on OutKick, and Dan Krzyzewski, who actually asked Dawn Staley the question, writes an article here. Media predictably refuses to ask Caitlin Clark about transgender athletes. Yeah, they didn't ask her. They didn't ask her. Because I believe, guys, sooner or later, there will be a transgender in the WNBA. And then we'll see if the woke WNBA players will end up speaking out. Oh, it's going to happen, man. Now, I don't believe there'll be a female in the NBA. I don't think that's going to happen. But I do believe, man, you will have an out transgender in the WNBA sooner rather than later. It's going to happen, man. And the media is definitely not going to touch this transgender thing. I mean, if one of the mainstream media people actually did ask the question, we already know that the women in the WNBA is so woke, man, they may be terrified to give their true answer. They may actually pull a Dawn Staley and just fall in line with the left-wing agenda. That's going to happen. That is what's going to happen, man. But man, this is a petty, petty move by the WNBA to essentially ban OutKick from the WNBA draft. And that is crazy. Maybe they just don't want to answer any hard questions whatsoever. They want softball questions, man. Pathetic. The biggest draft in the history of the WNBA, and they do this. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.